This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a certain amount of dot connecting that comes with covering the global economy. You know, explaining why something happening quite literally a half a world away matters to you and me. Today's incarnation comes in the form of an acronym, LIBOR. It goes, the London Interbank Offered Rate, what banks charge each other to borrow. It's kind of the scandal du jour, to be honest with you. The British bank Barclays has admitted it tried to manipulate that rate. Corporate heads rolled, lawsuits ensued. But here's the thing. Once you unpack it, you learn LIBOR isn't just about banks lending to banks, and it's most definitely not just a Wall Street story either. Our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore explains.
Did you ever wonder what moves the interest rate on your adjustable mortgage or your student loan? It's something called LIBOR, and Wall Street banks persuaded a lot of American cities to use LIBOR to control their borrowing costs. Richmond, California was one of them. Jeff Ritterman is a city council member there.
Our property tax comes in December, but bills come due before then, so we have to have a way of smoothing out the income throughout the year, and this is done by various financial instruments and trades.
Like Richmond, other local governments wondered if they got the short end of the stick with those Wall Street deals. Nassau County in New York claims that banks manipulated LIBOR and may have cheated the county out of $13 million. Baltimore is leading a lawsuit seeking compensation. But it's going to be hard for cities to prove their suspicions. Guy Labat with Janie Montgomery Scott says there could be other reasons that they lost money.
But we can't know very effectively what percentage of that might have been subject to manipulation and what percentage of that was the fact that the financial world was falling apart at the time.
Even if cities can't prove LIBOR was rigged, they feel stung. Richmond, California had to renegotiate its interest rate deals at a high cost. Ritterman says the episode made his fellow council members feel out of their depth in doing business with Wall Street banks.
The big banks are profiting off of our ignorance. Who loses at the end? It's the people in cities like mine, which is a blue-collar city that's suffered a lot from financial setbacks.
A lot of cities share that view. And as the investigation into the LIBOR scandal continues, you can expect them to file more lawsuits. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.